little bit different than what I usually speak on. But I was studying throughout the week and reading and everything, and I thought, well, I think I'll go with this. And if the Lord wants it changed, he'll change it through the week, and then I'll change it. But why is it important to understand the enemy? Have you ever thought about that? Before you fight a war, it's always a good thing to know something about your enemy. Nowhere is this statement truer than in the spiritual realm. Yeah. Hallelujah. Many Christians do not take the enemy seriously because they don't know enough about him to take him seriously. In fact, Satan's cleverest strategy is to make us believe that he does not exist or that he's not real. That's what he wants us to think. Some Christians do not even believe in a literal devil. Instead, they believe he is a biblical symbol of evil. But that is not the position of the Bible. The devil is every bit as real as what God is. It's hard for a symbol to do the things attributed to Satan in Scripture: deceiving, murdering, tempting, destroying, lying, accusing, controlling. In the famous exchange between God and Satan in Job, God asked Satan, now get this, from where he had come. He wanted to know that. And you know what the devil answered? He said, from going to and fro on the earth and from walking back and forth on it in Job 1:7. I want to read what it, I want to read to you this scripture from 1 John 5:19. Satan is very active on the earth today. He's involved in human affairs. In fact, the whole world is under his control. If you listen in 1 John 5:19, it says, we know that we are children of God and that the world around is under the control of the evil one. Christians commit sins, of course, but they ask God to forgive them. And then they continue serving him. God has freed believers from their slavery to Satan and to keep us safe from Satan. He is a continued attacks. He never stops. The rest of the world doesn't have the freedom that we Christians have in Christ. Unless they come to Christ in faith, they have no choice but to obey Satan. There is no middle ground. You need to understand that. There is no middle ground. People either belong to God and obey him as they live under the Satan's control. We make that choice. Hallelujah. Satan's authority on the earth for a while. It's just a while. And God will one day take back that control. God will have it. In the meantime, anyone living on the planet Earth is subject to the devil's actions. And we must keep our guard up against him. Now, there's an author, and I can't pronounce his name. If you want to know, I'll tell you how it's spelled afterwards. But this is what he said. And this was over hundreds of years ago. It says, if you know the enemy and know yourself, you need not fear the result of 100 battles. If you know yourself, but not the enemy, for every victory gained, you will also suffer a defeat. If you neither know the enemy nor yourself, you will succumb in every battle. In every battle. In Revelation 12:9, it refers to Satan as the one who deceives the whole world. And he does it by imitating the work of God through the counterfeit and camouflage. We have to get to be very careful. We need to be very, very, very careful. When people take this verse out of context and use them to prove something they were not intended to prove, those people, they are failing right in to Satan's trap. We as the people of God must stay alert. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are always to remember that we are in the world, but not of this world. And as we live for God, Satan will do everything within his power to see us overcome with evil. But we have the assurance of God that if we hold to his unchanging hand, he will not permit us to be overcome by the evil one. In 1 John, whenever Satan devises his attacks against us, as he most assuredly will, we have the promise, oh, praise the Lord, that our Heavenly Father will deliver us. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. We need to realize all things are possible to those that believe. We need to commit to him now, and don't worry about how the world responds. Jesus will see you through every circumstance and every victory. I want to say to you this morning, the most important thing is that you are born again. You are born again. Hallelujah. That is important to each and every one of us. I want to tell you something. The enemy is out. He is out to kill each and every one of us. He don't like us. And he's going to do anything that he can do. And I tell all these, my young kids and my grandchildren, you got to watch out. He's out after you. And you've got to be alert and know that it's real. It's real. And he'll do the same thing to parents. He'll do the same thing to the parents and us grandparents. We've got to be open to our children and our grandchildren. And we cannot be afraid to speak what he says to us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Being born again, bought with the blood. Being born again is so important. It is important. I can't stress that enough. Sometimes, and then you think everything's A-okay, but sometimes everything isn't A-okay, and you've got to get it right. You've got to get it right. Yeah. Hallelujah. Father, we come to you this morning, and we give you all praise and all glory. Father God, we realize, Lord Jesus, without you, we can do nothing, nothing. Yeah. And Father God, we know, Lord Jesus, that you're here and your presence is here. I pray this morning, Father, for each and every person that's here, that God, that you would touch them, and God, that we'd be obedient to your word. We would be obedient to when you speak to us, Father God, and Almighty God, when we leave this building this morning, that God, we would be bold for you, Lord Jesus. We would speak your word in boldness, Lord. God, we ask all these things in your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'll forever give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus'
Thank
name.
You, Jesus.
I pray.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Simple scripture. First Chronicles chapter 16, verse number 11. It says, "Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore." Got to get all my notes. When Sister Karen was talking, exhorting us, lifting us up, encouraging us through her words, she didn't know what I was going to preach. I've had this, a couple months now. Seeking the face of God. She shared with us, know the devil and all his tricks, schemes, plans, methods, ways, and whatever other word you could use. But then again, you have a message in tongues and interpretation. Why does God have to keep telling us over and over again He's there? That He just waits on His children. And I'm here this morning trying to share what God had laid upon my heart. But in knowing this, that we got to know His ways, His schemes, the devil's plans for us. Because the Word says He's seeking out whom He may devour. The thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But God has to have the last word. Are we really going to play around and see how close we can get to the world? Or are we going to sell out and sell forth what all we have to give back to the Lord? We have a lot to give Him, no matter who you are in this sanctuary, who you are listening. Don't listen to the lies of the enemy, because that's exactly what they are. He's your enemy. He's the one that wants to destroy you, to annihilate you, to abolish you, to get rid of you. As what you've heard in the last month or so, He wants to 86 your life. But Jesus said, I came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Why? Because we need to know His victory. Victory for all of us. No matter who you are. No matter what you've done, what you've fallen short of the glory of God. We've all sinned. But thanks be to God that we have a Savior. A friend. A soon coming king. He's one that's able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within all of us. He's there. Seek the Lord and His strength. And what does the Bible say about strength? The joy of the Lord is my strength. So we need to seek God's face along with His strength, His joy, His good tidings, and rejoice in the plans. For greater is He that is within me than he that is in the world. Amen. The rest of you can be seated. If the worship team will just stay where they're at before you run too far. pastor privilege. Ooh, I feel the darts. Not from you guys. Maybe that one.
Me?
Yeah. As you sit there polishing your halo. Are you looking, Deb?
Yes, I am.
And besides this, I was always Mom's favorite. But we have a lot to be thankful for. A sister that shuts your finger in a door. She's never really told me she's sorry. Let's do it all together. Aww. Who did it, Mom or Dad?
Mom.
Come on, do it again, Sheena. Oh, thank you. Seek the face of God. Because there is coming a day I would hate to see what the world's going to get like without the Holy Ghost power. One of the dilemmas of mankind is to know God and understand Him. I'm still learning. I can't figure it all out. But I'm going to keep trying. Yeah. Keep working at it. I don't care how many times I have to hear, have I not said? Have I not spoken to you? Yeah. Well, I need to hear it again, God. And He helps us in that way. We've got a lot to be thankful for, a lot of splendor over the creation that surrounds us. But we still can't comprehend how He made something out of nothing. He made us in His own image, but we still argue over idiosyncrasies. That won't mean nothing when we stand before Him. And we hear the words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." He gave us ministers, teachers, preachers, and gifted you with spiritual gifts. He gave us sunrises and sunsets. He gave us the mountain peaks and other things of beauty. So how does God introduce Himself? Hello, I'm God. No, He presents Himself in this Word, in the time that we seek Him. We try to find His strength, His comfort, His joy, His help. And yes, the last part of our text, seek His face forevermore. Trust me, the older you get, the more power you give to the lenses. The closer sometimes we got to get to see things clearly. But I believe when it says seek His face evermore, that means that we need to get to a position that we see His smile, that we see His reciprocating. Our technology and our phones and our apps and so on and so forth have done us wonderful harm and damage in our relationships. But God wants to speak to you. God wants to tell you. God wants to show you. God wants to prove to you that He is the great I Am. That He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, but He's everything in between. In other words, He's our letters from A to Z. Anything and everything can be thrown into that category. How does He first introduce Himself? He said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." He sent His only begotten Son for you, especially for you. Each one of us, God gave His Son. But He also then gave the gift of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. And He also gave us 66 volumes of writings. We can't rip out the Old Testament and throw it away because it's just as good as the New Testament. Because everything in the Old Testament points to Christ, everything in the New Testament points back. God is good. Yet all of that, at the first sign of a bad day, we ask, "Where'd you go, God? Where is God?" And you know what else He'll say to you? He is Emmanuel. I am God with you. I haven't left you. I haven't forsaken you. But I'm always right there with you. Thank you, Lord. How do we really know He exists? Does He really care about me? Well, just listen to what I said a few moments ago. He sent His only Son for you. You were on Jesus' mind when He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And said, "It is finished." And then He died for our sins. God has designed us to seek Him. We have an emptiness, a longing, something that God has placed within us that says God is the only thing that can fill that emptiness or void. God likes to be sought after. Isaiah 55:6 simply says, "Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near." Thank you, Jesus. Did I write down the wrong one? Oops. Was that one of my dyslexic periods? Oops. It's 55:6. My fault. God likes to be sought after. Turn with me to Acts chapter 17, 26, 27, and 28. "And He has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for Him and find Him." Kind of looked at the word grope. It's like in the dark when you're feeling your way through, trying to find something. And you push and do whatever you have to do to be able to get what you want to pick up. And that's how we feel towards God. We want to do whatever it takes, God. No matter what, I've got to push through. If it's a storm, if it's a situation, if it's a problem, I want to be the one, the vessel, to say, God, I know that you're there, and I'm going to find you no matter what. But you know, he's always right there. He's always right there. In the hope that he might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. Just at the mention of his name. Verse 28. For in him we live and move and have our being. As also some of your own poets have said, for we also his offspring. You're God's children. Making it more personal, you're God's child. We're a child of God. A living, breathing part that seeks after God. God rejected Saul as king of Israel because he sought the position of God more than the presence of God. God's not in the job of promoting people who are self-promoters. He's not your butler or your maid that you can send him. He's not your Santa Claus. Or Santa Claus. That you can just throw out your wish list. We need to seek him. What does he want for you? Because you know anything that you have a desire of, God's got something even better and more special just for you. Seek his face while he may be found. We live in a world where the people only seek God when they're in need. When their problems are ever before them, that's when we decide to seek. I like seeking God no matter what's going on in my life. So in other words, they seek the blessing more than the blesser. How good is he? Greater, greater, and bigger and better. Thank God we don't have to have a new improved God. When God finds one who is seeking him, that's when you'll get the promotion. Him or her. Turn with me to Psalms chapter 27. We're going to read 14 verses there. But you just can't leave out one of them. The psalmist pens the word, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Rhetorical question. Kind of a dumb one. We shouldn't fear anybody. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me in this, I will be confident. One thing that I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek. What is that one thing? I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. What's the first thing that we have a pain? We have a problem. well, we're going to skip out on church. Where that's the best place you can be. Let the saints of God, let your brothers and sisters in the Lord pray for you, intercede for you. Amen? Touch your big toe ache or little toe ache. To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret place of His tabernacle He should hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore I will offer sacrifices of joy in His tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, will I seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witness have risen against me and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I have believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And verse 14, here we go again. I can throw in patience. We must wait upon the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. You're no different than what the people of old, because God had to repeat Himself. Be of good courage. Do not be afraid. Over and over and over again. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Seek my face. Don't turn me away, O Lord. Bind us together with one accord, one mind, and one purpose. Thank you, Lord. The last point I want to say, one of the problems of this generation is we think we know God. And we also think we know better than God. You're part of this generation. You can say 18 to 24, 25 to 38. You can give all those years, but if you're living, listening to this, I'm speaking to you. God's speaking to you. You don't know best. And don't you want the best for your church? For your life? In the Old Testament, Moses confessed, I want to know you. And Paul in the New Testament said the same thing. Oh, that I may know Him. Job thought he knew better than God until he heard Job 38:3. Now prepare yourself like a man. I will question you, and you shall answer me. Now prepare yourself. Get ready. God's getting ready to do something great and fantastic for the church, for the children of God, for LPA, for every part of this congregation. He's getting ready to move across this whole world with a special anointing, a special moving of God for these last days that we're living in. We can only draw strength from Him. We can only draw strength from Him. Strength that will last. Strength that will be forever. Thank God for His hope. Would you stand with me? I know some of us have already responded. Another thing that Sister Karen did not say, but I want to reiterate here to you. We need to know the plans and the schemes. The word says the wiles of the enemy. But do you know where the devil's at? He might be attacking you. But where did Christ put him? Under his feet. You as a child of God, not how many years you've been involved in church. I thank God for what He's doing for me. Even though that we've been saved 40 plus years, I'm still learning. I'm still seeking. I still want to know Him and all of His mercy, His grace. Every time I come in this sanctuary, I look around. Do you believe in miracles? He's got another one right here for you now. Why? Because He hears our prayers. And because we're forgiven, we need to give thanks because His amazing grace has touched us. I don't understand how He can save. Take a human being that was going one way. I used to call myself a long hair don't care. But thanks be to God. I surrendered. I gave over. I gave in to the work of God. But you know, He's still working on me. Boy, do I have a lot of way to go. Still don't understand everything in this word. But we have to find our face planted, reading His word, eternalizing the word. Why? The Holy Ghost will bring back His word for a situation in our life. You might not have the answer or hope, but it's in there. It's like the Prego commercial. It's in there. No, it's in here. Would you bow your heads with me? sweet, sweet Spirit of the living God, I thank you. All else does not matter. We can be the biggest and the best. We can be the people that choose not to do evil and still be lost because we don't have Christ and His shed blood upon our life. Father, I just thank you today that you spoke to us. You spoke to us that you're right here. In this message today, seek my face. The scripture said that you're always right there, willing to do and willing to accomplish whatever is going on in my life. You're the one that says, peace, be still. And the winds and the waves must obey you. Thank you, Jesus. You know, today God wants to be the rock of your salvation. He wants to be your strength. He wants to be your joy. He wants to be your victory in the time of this battle, this fight. Is there any others that need prayer today?